say. And the sound you make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Realize.
Okay, we're back. The second hour of the Investigative Journal. My guest, Franco Collins from Australia. What a book. The Almanac of Evil, meticulously researched, and it goes from the beginning of the church in St. Paul all the way up to the present day. And I just want to read this, Frank, so people get an idea. And this is of the ongoing identity fraud by the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican that we see through many centuries. You pick it up, I believe, in the 1700s. Then we'll get to the Jesuit connection here. But anyway, you say, and so people understand what you found, that for the unbroken period of 100 years, and you say this from 1700 to 1800, but this continues today, that the criminal organization known as Christianity, also known as the Roman Catholic Church, also known as the Vatican, also known as the Holy See, did deliberately and knowingly commit identity fraud by claiming to be an organization of goodness, piety, and holiness, following the teachings of Jesus Christ, when its purpose for existence and ongoing function is the complete opposite, by being the oldest continuous order of Satanists of human history, involved in human sacrifice and cannibalism, whose true objective have always been the suppression of spiritual enlightenment, healing, wisdom, and knowledge, and including the ongoing suppression of human civilization through the promotion of war, disease, famine, slavery, corruption, and spiritual enslavement of as many souls as possible. Wow, that sums it up, Frank.
It does.
Are you there?
Yeah. It does. I think what happens is that, again, it's a natural human condition that when I see someone dress in white and walk slowly and smile, that they must be good. And when I see someone dress in black and wear dark glasses and black hats, they must be bad. And as superficial as that is, our lives are so full of information, we have to make those assumptions. Because if we didn't make those assumptions, we would be always questioning and looking, and that's not a way to live. So I think most of your listeners, and again, most Americans, do this not because they're naive, but they do it because it's the only way to exist. And the church has known this, and the church has been the total opposite to what it claims to be from its very beginning. And I think this is why, rather than looking at evil geniuses and a string of, you know, incredibly smart people, the system itself is what is genius. It's the most perfect cover for evil.
Right, and you've documented it throughout the years. And I know you wanted to make this. We got about a minute here before the break. Why don't we wait and talk about the Jesuit connection and exactly what happened there after this break? But yes, you did say the biggest cover. And in practical terms now, what would you recommend Americans, just in a minute here, to do? How can they fight this in their country from your point of view? A researcher, you've thought about this a long time. Go ahead.
They have to understand that they are under attack and have been under attack since the Declaration of Independence. They have to understand that what they hold is the most valuable document and rights in the world. And they have to understand that unless they take hold of their rights now, the world is heading to darkness again.
Right. And that's can we do that without, and I don't think we can do it without recognizing your book, The Almanac of Evil, and how these people operate, because they are in control of our government, don't you think?
Well, this is the missing piece that makes everything understand.
Okay, leave it there. We're going to take a 3-minute break, come back with Franco Collins on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using this same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
497-0274. Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest, Frank O'Collins. And Frank, you said something really important there right before the break, the missing piece. So the American people may get that Declaration of Independence back before it's taken away and thrown away in the garbage and fascism takes over. What is that missing piece, according to you?
The missing piece that people, I think, have been wanting to see is how all these different groups could be coordinated, given that you put two lawyers in a room and you get eight opinions. People don't, and still haven't until now, understood how everything could make sense, why banking, business, world governments, military, wars, how the whole thing works. And it works because all those strands of the web come back to Rome.
Okay. And try to be a little more specific so people understand that. Now, you're talking about government heads, military, intelligence units, all being coordinated at a top level so that these wars can take place, right?
Yeah, well, I think what people need to understand, again, in this context, is the Catholic Church was the largest economic entity, but from the 18th century, it disappeared. It changed itself, and it changed itself because of the war I was mentioning earlier with the Jesuits.
Okay.
And it really came about, if you like, because of the birth of business. The Jesuits controlled a thing called the Dutch East India Company, which was trade in slaves and gold and silver and drugs. And these were the first big, big multinational products. And at the end of the, or middle of the 18th century, the Pope had had enough, and they got the Jesuits disbanded.
Okay.
Now, at that point, all hell broke loose. And the end result of that was the Jesuits forming a famous word now, a thing called the Illuminati, as a way and a strategy of getting control back. And what they did was that they recruited business people to help them get control of the church. And from that point on, business and politics and government and the Jesuits have all been connected. And of course, banking, which we now see in right throughout the world, was an outworking of that. The Vatican had no interest in business. It didn't want progress. It had no interest. But the Jesuits saw a strength in allowing people a little bit of freedom. But there was one threat to that whole plan, and it was the group that signed the Declaration of Independence. Well, when the Jesuits were down and out, the declaration was signed. And it wasn't until around about 1814 that the Jesuits were reconstituted. And during that period, America had been formed. And from that point on, the single enemy of the Jesuits has always been the Declaration of Independence and the freedom of America.
And they're here big time in this country now. They came back, and they own 28 universities. They have powerful people in a lot of positions in our government. So you think they made this, you think basically when I say the Black Pope has control over the Pope, would that be a fair statement?
Well, the Vatican never got control of the finances again. Napoleon, people think of the French Revolution as this romantic act. It wasn't. It was an overthrow of a government. And Napoleon had one specific purpose, to take all the wealth of the Catholic Church, and he did. Now, that wealth wasn't handed back by the Jesuits. It was used for other things. It funded the Bank of England. It funded the gold standard around the world. It helped fund the growth of America. And then during the 20th century, it helped fund the Nazis. So I think the Black Pope is, without doubt, the most powerful man on planet Earth. There's no doubt. And those that are loyal, trained Jesuits, people who are loyal to the Catholic Church, support that, run all major business and banking. And banking controls business.
Right. And so the Jesuits get their hands into politics, into banking, and this network. They're called sometimes the Vatican henchmen. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, I think they've returned to their original position. And when you remember when they were formed in the 16th century, they were formed to be the assassins. They were formed to be the people that would influence. And they did. I mean, virtually all kings and queens of Europe from that point on were forced to have Jesuits as their confessors. So they really controlled information, and if you control information, particularly if it's intelligence, then you have a huge influence on this planet.
And I think they're doing that in America right now. And so when I say that it isn't a far-fetched thing to say, you know, you must deal with these people. You must deal with the Jesuit influence in banking, in politics, in information gathering and suppression. I think they're here right now. They're in Europe doing the same thing they did in the 16th century. What do you think?
Well, I think if you look at what's happened since 1984, since the normalization of relationships and the signing of a concordant, which is basically a trade agreement with the Vatican and America, you're seeing more and more the daily influence of the Vatican and the Jesuits right throughout the elite of America. There's no question that there is a daily influence, particularly in the present administration, from Rome. And you've got to ask yourself, you know, was the word crusade, which President Bush said at the start of the Iraq War, was that a slip or was that almost a briefing note? Clearly, there is a change on. And where is that going? What is it going to do to America and the world?
What do you think?
Well, they've brought us back to ground zero several times, and for all the wealth that we have, in one sense, they just view it as another way of control. I fear that the people who used to run the show will find their mindset back and will press the button or find a way to bring us back to stones and sticks. I don't want it to happen. I wish it was just a dream, but I fear more and more when what I see that people are willingly giving up their rights for monsters and fears that they can't see, that in many senses were created by the same people telling them to give up their rights. And that concerns me. That concerns me greatly, because men and women died and fought for centuries for those. And they are the most precious thing we have.
Now, here we go. Right in America right now, we're looking at the Patriot Act, other things like that. I just documented in a story, even on one of the Jesuit websites, Vatican websites, they're boasting that they have 10% of the Congress and Senate of America are Jesuit trained. That's a high number, considering the population and the small amount of Jesuit population. Don't you agree? Just
look,
in our Congress and Senate?
It has always been about influence. And again, I want to come back to a simple proposition. The Catholic Church is either good or it's evil. And I would love it to be good. If it's good, then it needs to do some pretty important things right now to show it's good. For example, show us your accounts. If you showed us that you had no money and that all these things that have been said in the almanac were untrue, and I wish they were all untrue, then why hold back? You know, what is the reason to hide? If they're a good organisation, excommunicate all the evil mass murderers of the 20th century. You know, excommunicate Hitler. These are simple things to do. I mean, it costs nothing to do that. Now, that to me would be a huge sign to show that they've changed, but they don't. And that tells me that something else is afoot. And that's all I'm saying. It's hard, very hard to believe that an organization that dresses in white and claims to be holy could be the epicenter of evil. But what choice do we have?
Yeah, when they don't, when they hide, and you know, and let me just give you an example. What I started to, you know, in this country alone, in this entire country, with the amount of money that's put into our media, with the amount of money put into television, with the amount of money even put into alternative broadcasts, this message is silenced. And when I saw that, I just said, there is something that needs to be discussed. And where it goes, let it be. But let me tell you something. They have locked down our media to a point where this discussion will not be addressed by anyone except a few people like myself and others, researchers like you and other good people in this country that have tried to get this message out. But boy, all hell breaks loose when you try to do that. Is that another indication to you of their control?
I think since the Jesuits have had influence, that they've reached in themselves a crisis, because now there is no question that they're in control. And if they wanted to, they could send everything back to hell. But they haven't. So I think they're at a crisis point. And I think the crisis is, in a way, I think they have found that there's certain goodness in educating people and giving us a bit of freedom that we've had in the last couple hundred years. And I'm actually an optimist about it. And it's one of the reasons I wrote this. I wrote this not to hurt them, but to help them. You can't end the past unless you're willing to admit it. And this is the time. And when you look at what they need to do, they need to admit. They need to be something else. They need to change. So I'm absolutely hoping that they will view this not as bad, but as a positive. Let's see them change.
Good point. We're going to take a short break, come back with Franco Collins. Call us, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this short message.
Do you desire your health and vitality? to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pigpen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back with Franco Collins, and we're going over his research book called The Almanac of Evil, tracing the crimes, the high crimes of the Jesuit order and the Vatican throughout the history of mankind. And he boils it down to a simple question. Is the Vatican good or evil? Are the Jesuits good or evil? And the point I would like to bring up, Frank, is that they haven't changed so far, because they're not admitting anything. And in fact, anybody that tries to tell the truth about them, at least in our country, that knows an inside story like Father Alberto Rivera, are persecuted. And in fact, Father Alberto Rivera, who told how Jesuits infiltrate churches, how they infiltrated our government to bring about a fascist state, was killed. And his wife was on my show yesterday documenting this. Boy, it's just a very difficult thing in America when you see this discussion not even talked about. It makes me wonder if we will ever, ever get to the truth and save this country. I know it sounds a little pessimistic, but give me your thoughts.
Well, I mean, I'm an optimist in that I don't think you can write philosophy unless you are. But again, it's from the darkest times that light comes. You know, Think of the context of the founding fathers when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. I mean, they really had nothing to go on. You know, people think that the Magna Carta was an example. The Magna Carta isn't a patch on the Declaration of Independence. They found in all that was happening a moment to inspire, and that's all that was required. And that from that point, you saw that the idea spread right throughout the world. The greatest threat to the Vatican is democracy, true democracy of ideals and freedoms. So I feel that while they try their best to shut things down, they can't shut down the internet. And we're at a point now where people themselves are asking, why am I working now twice as hard as I did for half that I earned 5 years ago? You know, why is it that I now work for the bank? You know, I work to pay my debt. I don't work to live now. I live to, you know, it's all turned around. And I think as this boils up and boils up, this message of why it's happening is going to come out. And I think if you look at the message of the New World Order, this is something that a lot of people have heard. But what they haven't heard is why. And I think the why is the key. Once you know the why, then it's like putting the engine in the car. It all makes sense.
Exactly.
And I think this is the time. Once you see in the Almanac of Evil that it's from the very beginning, not 5th century, it's not 100 years ago, from the very beginning, the things that we see today have been mapped out for us. And that we, and everything that we think we have, is still beholden to people who at any point could take it away from us. So we, I think, in Australia, in America, around the world, the why is the missing link. The missing piece, as I said to you a little while ago. This, right. I think, is going to change the situation. Because while individual people talk of what they've seen and what they've felt and what they know, they can be picked off. But once you connect that together and people understand what's going on, then it's impossible to stop. And I give you one quote. And Victor Hugo, who wrote Les Miserables, said this. Invading armies can be defeated, but nothing can stop an idea whose time has come. And I think the idea is that this is an organization wholly dedicated to evil that has never changed since it was first formed 2,000 years ago.
Right, and two things, and that statement was great. Armies can be stopped, but an idea that time has come cannot be. And I think the idea has come, and the time has come now, for Americans to realize exactly what the Vatican and the Jesuit order have done worldwide, one, by infiltrating religions of the world, infiltrating governments of the world, and at the top levels working together to foster these wars, to pit one religion against another, to steal our children in the pedophile rings here. All this has origins higher than just a few rogue politicians. Would you agree?
Absolutely. We're not talking about a few bad apples. We're talking about an orchard. And I think this is what people need to realize. And I've said it before to you, but I say it again. This is an organization that was the most powerful and the biggest economic entity in the world, without question. It suddenly disappeared off the radar. Now, Houdini did it. It's called misdirection. You know, does the elephant disappear off the stage? Some people believe that. But you and I know that against all odds, you can't move something that big and it doesn't suddenly disappear. Something has changed and people need to know that it's never gone away. It's in everything now. And they need to grab hold of their rights, understand why the New World Order exists, and stand up.
Exactly. And we're going to come back. We got some calls coming in, so you callers hold on. We're going to come back with Franco Collins on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and you can call us at 800-313-9443. I will get to my callers in just a moment. But I have outlined, Frank, there's a lot. I'm going to bring you back for a part two interview. There's just so much to talk about, and I know I want to get into last chapters on your book between the 1800s and the year 2000 regarding some of the specifics. But one thing I wanted to mention, in your last chapter, in one of your last chapters, you begin to discuss why the Vatican is not immune from prosecution. You're charging them with serious crimes, and you say this: of all the religions that have ever existed, the Roman Catholic popes are the most unholy and wicked people that have ever walked the face of the earth.
Absolutely.
And you back it up with facts.
Yep.
Give us some recent facts.
Well,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'll give you one classic example, which is within the last 100 years, and then I guess, you know, it's something we can talk about again another time. But there was a fellow by the name of Archbishop Bocelli that later became Pope Pius, And there's a book out called calling him Hitler's Pope. But in 1919, he was sent to Germany, and with him came a very mysterious set of boxes, 60 cases, in fact, which came with him via Switzerland. So he didn't go straight, which is quite odd. He went via Switzerland, and at the end of the day, this man was the basically became the connection between Hitler and his party and Rome. And this man was up to his eyeballs in seeing the formation of Hitler and the Nazi party. Now, this is not just one person. There is dozens and dozens of historical documents and evidence about this. You mentioned that there are a number of court cases about Nazi and Croatian gold. Part of that also is that the people who escaped from the Allies it was called the rat lines. These were people that were actually given false documents and safe passage by the Vatican itself. So we're not talking about people who Enron, who can claim they didn't know. They were absolutely involved. They knew exactly what they were doing.
And just that example I gave you, that court case in San Francisco, I'll just tell my listeners that there's a court case now in San Francisco, and Jonathan Levy, the attorney, was on my show yesterday talking about it, and he mentioned that the Vatican attorney, Mr. Lena, said that, yes, the Vatican was involved in the genocide of these Croatians, but it was justified under international law because they were citizens of the Vatican. It's their own citizens, and I don't know where. And he laughed. The attorney representing the victims, and he's suing the Vatican Bank for reparations to get some money for these people. And he said the biggest thing he can't get, the two questions he can't answer. This is very pertinent. They can't tell him who owns the Vatican Bank. They don't even tell. They don't know. They will not tell him who owns it. And he calls it the biggest money laundering operation in the world. And he also can't get any kind of information and accounting of how much money they have. And that's all he's asking for. And case has been going on for 6 years. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, again, when you get into the detail, to the listeners who haven't heard these things before, to people here later that have not heard, it seems like the worst of conspiracies and accusations. But really, it's a question we come back to again. Either they're good or they're evil. It's one or the other. If they're good, then a good person would not hold back on these things because there is nothing to lose. If these are terrible, terrible lies, then they have every right to reveal the truth and have the court case struck out and have the Almanac of Evil written off. And I look forward to that. I hope they can do that. But they're either good or they're bad. And this is the thing. They can't keep playing the middle.
And that's what they're doing. And how have they treated you personally? I'm sure they've read this. What has been the reaction from...
Well, I guess I've never met... I got to say, in my life, the way I was brought up, what's made this probably the hardest thing for me is that in my family... There have always been priests and nuns. I had a great uncle that ended up being one of the secretaries to the Pope to the Second Vatican Council. I've got another uncle who's one of the most senior Jesuit theologians in the world at the moment. I feel like I'm disowning my family, and it's why, again, I spent so long rejecting this, because to me it's like finding your father was a murderer. I did not want to believe this. I've not had any in my life, anything that I could say could cause me to feel annoyed or antagonistic or hatred towards the Catholic Church. In fact, they've all been lovely to me. I've not had one thing. This will probably change now, but
right.
Again, I'm not doing this to hurt them. I'm doing this to help them because I believe they are in a point of crisis. And I think in spite of the evil, it's a bit like a scorpion. You know, the scorpion crossing the river. I know that they still can't help their nature, but I see a spark. The spark is that people want to know why, the New World Order, and I see a spark that the church itself is fighting its future and its past. So I'm hoping that they'll look at this and it will change.
Right. And why don't we give out your website so people can get this, okay?
Sure. Well, look, they can go and see this, the Almanac of Evil, at www.one-faith-of-god.org. And when they get to the homepage, they just click on the graphic called the Supreme Bible of God, and they'll see that one of the books that are listed there is the Almanac of Evil. Or they can just go to any of the Google or Yahoo and just type in Almanac of Evil, and I'm sure they'll find it.
You know something, we don't screen calls here, and I just wanted my listeners to know that. Every call is accepted. And I have Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show. God bless you. You mentioned Hitler. I wish you'd acknowledge the fact that Hitler was actually put in power by Schuker or some call, by the Catholics, the Jewish girl. And if the historians research how he became leader of Germany, he was not elected. They destroyed the Reichstag or whatever their Congress was building was, and then the thugs in the brown shirts kept the Protestants from voting. In fact, Hitler lost the election when the people voted. The precincts that were Protestants were terrorized, not allowed to get, and the representatives not allowed to go into the Reichstag where it was, and to vote. And the only people allowed to go in there and vote when it was elected, supposedly elected, was when the Catholic precincts in Germany, to put it in English, were allowed to go there and vote for Wolfert, son of a bitch. And they were scared of the hating. A lot of people, not just Jews, were put in concentration camps to stop him. Presbyterians, Jehovah's Witnesses, Methodist, every single Protestant denomination had leaders of his churches, some of them, put in death camps right next to the Jews. And so Hitler was put in power by Catholics. So, and I can personally say I think Catholics really are on a one-to-one basis here, and next door to me across the street and where I work, whatever, just as much a bunch of devils as Muslims everywhere. And I began to realize as the years went by, first time I went to my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, I took neighbor's kids, 10, 12 years old, and they sat there in church and said, "Those are the same people we see when we go to our Catholic church." They were Catholic kids. And I began to realize the time was, wow, these people go to our churches and infiltrate them, take them over and steal them, which is what's happening to the Episcopalian churches at this time. They steal the property, they steal the building, and the preachers who are there for 10, 20 years to retire have a choice of either leaving their retirement because the federal government's on their side, or supporting homosexuality when it takes over the World Council of the Churches, which controls all the major Protestant churches. And if I could throw in that a lot of people, Protestants, did rebel, but of millions in the 50s and 60s, and the Presbyterian Church USA, the ancient Presbyterian Church, split with the Presbyterian Church PCA. And then the ones anti-Catholic, that are anti-homosexual, anti-Mason, anti-world government. And you cannot join their church if you're a Mason. If you tell me you're a Mason, you cannot join the Presbyterian Church of America. And the Lutherans broke off into the Presbyterian, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which left the ECLA, which supports the same things, homosexuality, Masons, world, and basically the Catholics, so they don't know it, though. And so that, and just recently had the gall in some of the churches when they say the Apostolic Creed to say in the Catholic Church and part of their oath, they took the Catholic word out, put the words Christians in. People who go to church know what I'm talking about. And I can say I've been exercising, I'm sorry, I'm breathing so hard.
Go ahead.
And there was some of my heart. I have a heart exercise every day. But on the website, the RBN website, it has a bunch of web links. And the first one, you click on the web links, the first one is closethebordernow.com.
And that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the answer. We all get together and sign. Because our framers were so incredibly, fantastically smart. They write away the people will always have control of the government. Right now we have the power over the president, the White House, Senate, House, Supreme Court. We have power over all of them, but the power of the right of petition in the First Amendment of the Constitution. It's the first paragraph, the right to petition the government. And of course, Benjamin, for others, love to sign it, refused to sign it until that was added to the document. And
well, you know what, Dan, if I could break in, I think my guest, Frank, is. You can see Frank. Dan seems to grasp the Catholic, let's say the Jesuit order's influence in other religions in our country. And there's one person there that sounds like he doesn't want his rights taken away. And I should add, Frank, that the Catholic Church is behind the illegal immigration in our country, which tells you a lot, doesn't it, Frank?
Yeah, well, I was really interested to hear what he was saying. And I just think it gives me hope that that people have heard the message that there's something going on. And this is mainstream. Even though, as you said, it's not getting through, people still know by the millions that there is this thing called the New World Order. They know there's something happening. Now all we want them to understand is the why, the missing
right.
piece. And if they can understand the missing piece, then I really believe that that is going to help people and mobilize them to say, you know what, we're not going to stand for it anymore. You know, we're going to protect our local parish. We're going to protect our family. We're going to protect our rights. We're not going to allow people to create this fear anymore where we hate our neighbors. We hate people that are from different places. We are going to stand up and say enough. And that to me, you know, just hearing that, it gives me enormous encouragement that people are going to understand when they read this that it's not about hurt or hate. It's understanding why. It's changing. It's saving us. It's not hurting us or destroying things.
Yeah, because, you know, like Nuri Rivera said, who lost her husband, our Father Alberto Rivera, who tried to reveal the secrets behind the Jesuit order and their evil acts in America, she said this: I will speak loud and clear the rest of my life telling people this, why is what's going on in America, because the truth will set you free, and I'm not afraid of them. You know, they tried to kill her, Frank, you know, several times. I mean, that's how evil these people are. And this is a woman who basically wanted to pass on the message of her husband, who was trying to help because he couldn't take it anymore when he worked inside the Vatican and was forced to set up people in America, set up pastors, bring down churches. And he said categorically their goal was a complete takeover of our government so it can be turned into fascism for other reasons they have globally.
Another thing, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
About the Bushes. The Bushes, you know, live here in Houston. And
yeah.
I have I know someone that's a very famous piano player here in Houston. They play at the private school where the Bushes' kids went to school. And
mm-hmm.
we go to that church once in a while. They have their own church, needless to say, and they're raking the money. And the thing is, oil maggots, they go there, big shots go there, and we'll sit around after church and blab, which the preacher actually encourages us to do. And they talk how the oil crisis is a bunch of bull. They actually are like chief CEOs and assistant vice presidents of like Gulf Oil Company, one of them. Red Adair went through, you know, deceased. I could name people who've been in the news over the years. Then some are dead and some are alive. And it's really funny. I went there once and sat there and lady looked at me and got up and scooted over two chairs and said, I can't sit next to you. I said, she's wearing a mink coat. I'm wearing my, you know, my Goodwill suit. And that's how poor you are. And I said, madam, I'll have you know I am the spouse of one of the people that come here, and I know the piano player. This is a big joke. Everybody laughs. Like, and they have incredible parties, champagne, cigars. And these people are mean. They hire little aliens for janitors and fire them for fun and laugh about and brag about the people they fire. They really are evil people. They're mean and powerful. Listen to
yeah,
words.
And if you see, you know, Frank and Dan, my caller from Texas, if you follow this closely, you'll see that many of the main evangelical leaders in our country are all pushing this war in Iraq. Frank, were you aware of that? And that shows me the
yes.
infiltration level.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
I
do you agree with John Birch's study on that point of view? The John Birch's study is a phony organization. They're not trying to do anything with anything, but they sure do expose the truth. That's part of their racket to rake in members and get membership dues. But what they say is what you're saying. But, of course, the John Birch's study is a phony. Like Dr. Deagle says, they're totally phony. They do nothing about anything. They rant and rave, but they do have a magazine that tells incredible truth. The New American.
Yeah. And Frank, do you have a comment about that? How it's been infiltrated, the religions of our country?
I think that it's one of the great sadnesses, because one of the enormous strengths of America has been its strength in faith, in charity, in values. Whereas Catholicism is all about ritual and appearance and superficiality. And I think it's terribly sad that it's gone from that values now to becoming almost a dog and pony show. And what I see, though, is I see people looking at their leaders and I see, again, more interest in actually trying to take some of this back. Again, I think what's been missing is the why. You know, people know it's wrong. They know that their leaders have been false to them, but they want to understand the why. because it seems on the surface too much like a conspiracy until you understand the Almanac of Eli, until you understand why, again, it seems too far-fetched.
Right, and I think if people took the time to go through it, it's long, but I'll tell you what, it brings up some great points. And if it's easier, start in the 1800s and go to the 2000, then work your way back. I found it easy to do it that way, and it gave me a perspective. You know, that why question: this evil has existed for a long time. Why should it change now, when really the Vatican has never really changed, just changed its shape and form in its deception methods. We're going to come back. I want to thank Dan from Texas. Call me anytime, Dan. We'll be back with our final segment with Franco Collins on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And my guest is Franco Collins. And Frank, we only have a few minutes left. Do you have any message for the American people? Something I didn't get into this. What motivated you to do this to begin with?
Well, Greg, it came from initially writing some other websites, which I won't get into now, but they were about how good people could take back control of the values and life that they want to have. And as I wrote that and I finished that and I wrote letters to people around the world, I had no idea that this information, which I had ignored for years, would come back. When I'd finished that, it was an epiphany where I realized that nothing will change and no good ideas from me or anyone else in the world is going to help. No schools, nothing is going to improve the world unless the people who are dedicated to enslaving us are changed. And so once I realized that, I set my mind to working out how I could present this in a way where it would be very hard, if not impossible, for them to stop it. And so that's what I've been doing for the last few years, is writing this and its context and the history, and that was my motivation.
And, you know, I guess your motives want to bring change, and you show it by factually documenting much of history that's been taken from us. And I look forward to our next interview, because I really want to get into some of the things you found out about the Civil War, World War II, and what's going on in our country now. But just tell us briefly, what's life like? We only have a minute or so in Australia now. I know you're affected by the New World Order just like we are. But tell us what you've seen change in your country.
Well, in Australia, we've gone through exactly the same fear campaign that you've had in America, where the details of the events are swept away, but what's replaced is this uncertain future where these terrorists at any point could come and take our way of life. And as a result, all these new laws have been passed. There's much more security. And again, we're affected in the sense that people no longer, in one sense, feel safe, but they're more willing to accept that their way of life has changed forever. And the sad thing is that then goes to the way people accept, almost willingly accept, that they're now slaves to work, they're slaves to a system, and that is just the fact of life.
And how's the message of the Vatican and the Jesuit order received in your country?
Well, I think it's early days.
Are you there?
Yep. Most cases, there is almost no response from them. It's accepted by people who read it, but there's almost no negative response. So I'm encouraged by that.
Okay. You know, one thing I want to bring you back to, probably in 2 weeks, and I'll call you and we'll set up another interview. But there's many things I want to discuss. I want to discuss how the Muslim religion, how the Jewish religion and the Jewish people and the Muslim people fit into this picture and what the future holds. So, Frank O'Collins, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay. That was Frank O'Collins. Go get the Almanac of Evil. We gave out that website earlier, and I will talk about it again tomorrow. So thanks for being with us. We're all out of time, and I promise I will have him back. Great guest. Thank you, Frank O'Collins from Australia. And we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, on the Investigative Journal. Until then, good afternoon.